Vampire Weekend from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Vampire Weekend is an American indie rock band from New York City, formed in 2006 and signed to XL Recordings. The band released its first album, Vampire Weekend, in 2008, which produced the singles Mansard Roof, A-Punk, Oxford Comma, and Cape Quad Kwasa Kwasa. The band's most recent album, Contra, was released in 2010. Section 1. History. Early Days and Debut Album, 2006-2008. Ezra Koenig, Chris Bayo, Rostam Batman Leach, and Chris Thompson formed the band on February 6, 2006, when they were finishing up their studies at Columbia University. Vampire Weekend's name is derived from the lead singer Ezra Koenig's amateur film of the same name. Koenig, Chris Thompson, and Andrew Kalajin started a rap group, Le Home Run. Vampire Weekend was signed to XL Recordings by Chris Chen, of which the band said in an interview, "Before any labels had contacted us, we actually mentioned XL as the kind of label we'd really like to end up on. Just going on their roster alone, they obviously had good taste and support their artists well." They are managed by Ian Montone, who also manages the White Stripes. The band gained attention via a variety of blogs, such as Stereo Gum. The band claims they are influenced by both African popular music and Western classical music, describing their genre of music as Upper West Side Soweto, with such songs as Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, referencing Congolese Soukous music. In 2007, Vampire Weekend's song Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa was ranked 67th on the Rolling Stones list of 100 best songs of the year. In November 2007, they toured the Netherlands with The Shins. They were declared the year's best new band by Spin Magazine in the March 2008 issue, and were the first band to be shot the cover of the magazine before releasing their debut album. Four songs from the band's first album also made the Triple J Hottest 100 2008. The band's debut album, Vampire Weekend, was released January 29, 2008. It was a success in the US and UK, peaking at number 15 on the UK Albums Chart and number 17 on the Billboard 200. Four singles were released from the album, while A-Punk peaked at number 25 on the Billboard Modern Rock chart and number 55 on the UK Singles chart. Oxford Comma peaked at number 38 in the UK. A-Punk was ranked the 4th on Rolling Stone's list of best songs in 2008. A-Punk was also used to open the Will Ferrell John C. Reilly features Step Brothers, and featured in the UK television show The Inbetweeners, and the video games Guitar Hero 5 and Lego Rock Band. In 2008, Vampire Weekend was dubbed the whitest band by Christian Lander, the creator of the stuff white people like, in an interview with Salon.com. During the summer of 2008, Vampire Weekend performed at the Central Park Summer Stage. Contra, 2009 to present. The band's second album, Contra, was released on January 11, 2010 in the United Kingdom, and the following day in the United States. On October 5, 2009, Horchata was released as a free download on the band's website. The album's first single, Cousins, was released on November 17, 2009. Initial copies of the CD and LP sold at independent record stores in the United States include a 3-track bonus CD containing 2 melts, which featured bits of album tracks and a remix. Contra was the band's first album to debut at number 1 on the Billboard 200. On January 9, 2010, the band did an acoustic show for MTV Unplugged. The following month, the band toured Europe and the UK with Canadian electro duo Fan Death as their support. The video for their next single, Giving Up the Gun, was also released on February 18, 2010, which included cameos from Joe Jonas, Little John, RZA, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Daft Punk. On March 6, 2010, the band appeared as the musical guest of Saturday Night Live with comedian Zach Galifianakis as host. It is the second time which the band had appeared as a musical guest on the show, the first being during the show's 33rd season in 2008, in an episode which actress Amy Adams hosted. They also played festivals across the United States, such as Coachella, Bonnaroo, Austin City Limits Music Festival, and All Points West, as well as the Groovin' the Moo Festival in Australia. On June 3, 2010, the band was interviewed by Stephen Colbert on The Colbert Report. Colbert argued that the Oxford comma was indeed important, despite the band and Ezra's disagreement. The band also played their song Holiday from Contra. On June 5th, the band played in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as part of the third annual Root Picnic, hosted by the band The Roots. The band was also on the main stage at the Tea in the Park 2010 at Ballato, Kinross, Scotland on June 8th, and played the Oxygen Festival in Kildare, Ireland on July 9th. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.